Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to Etiset here on IB English Radio. And obviously the topic is maybe a bit unusual. What do I mean by the martyr's health advice? So health is actually something we should all be advising each other a lot more about. And it's, you know, we talk about particular traits in our akhlaq a lot, but there's actually basic things in the way all of us live that maybe we're actually not paying enough attention both to our own health and to the health of other people. And really, obviously, as we are created, obviously, with in a sort of complete way, obviously, by Allah. Allah gives us, you know, different sorts of capacities. And we all come with different tendencies and different sort of genetic predispositions. But anything that is given to us, but also by the grace of Allah, if we're given health by the grace of Allah, then really it's incumbent on us to actually look after it as well. And this is maybe something that very few of us really take seriously. So whether it be, for example, a friend saying, telling us to eat more healthily, eat regular meals, eat proper meals, or cook for ourselves. This is applies maybe to people who don't live with a family, maybe living in dorms and they have to cook for themselves. Or also people who aren't, who are sort of young professionals, are sort of living on their own. They also need to take this very seriously. And even the martyrs were concerned about this. And so I'll give some of the health recommendations in a moment from the famous martyr from the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi. So obviously he was advising people, his friends, family, and other people he knew in many ways. And health is one of the sort of pieces of advice he would give people. Welcome back to A2Z here on IB English Radio, and also I'm talking about a particular kind of advice, recommendation we can give to each other as believers, and the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi also thought that giving this kind of advice and looking after and sort of advising people to do the good, which is actually also sometimes looking after their sort of physical, even their emotional well-being. So Ibrahim Hadi himself was very healthy. And he would try to obviously give good advice to his friends about health. And one interesting piece of advice he would give to people obviously was to walk, but also to walk with a good friend rather than with a bad friend if they wanted to stay in shape. And, you know, this is maybe slightly unusual, this particular advice. And then another advice he would give is to live healthily. Also, and he would explain this, we should live healthily so we can actually also go to God and not make mistakes. And so living healthily includes obviously not just the akhlaq, but living healthily extends to the physical and sort of emotional health. And so that means that we're more able, we're in a better position to actually keep going on this path to Allah. And particular recommendations he gave, and for sure there are many people that do not stick to this. So I've heard many students in the morning saying, admitting that no, they did not have breakfast. And sometimes teachers are very kind. They'll even say, oh, look, just go up and just get yourself something. Just go and get your breakfast, bring it back, and you know, you can just eat it in class. And so alhamdulillah for that. But Ibrahim Hadi would recommend to eat in the morning and to also have enough food. You know, these are very basic recommendations. And you know, maybe we can actually take heed as we, if we have someone like Ibrahim Hadi advising us. So I pray we all take note of this and take some action in our daily lives and look after ourselves, because our health, everything about ourselves, is by the grace of Allah and due to Allah. And thank you for listening in for today. And inshallah, there are a few interesting points for you. And look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.